joining us here at Bank Horizons. I have Tom Justina here with XAL, and he's going to talk a little bit about the session he put on this morning. Hi, Tom.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How's the show going for you so far?
You know, we're very pleased with the results. We've had a lot of people come by and show a lot of interest, so thank you.
Good. Glad to have you here. So your session earlier today at Bank Horizons was titled Maximizing Your Technology Investment, Evolving from Data Collection to Business Insight. So in case people weren't able to make it today, do you want to give us a little bit of a recap of what you talked about?
Absolutely. You know, for years now, it's been a situation where data has been seen as a luxury, if nothing less than siloed within departments. Ownership was done at the departmental level, security was done at the departmental level, and now with the evolution of requirements, competition, customer relationships, as well as regulatory issues, data can no longer be a siloed environment. Or create a siloed environment. More often than not, we need interdependent data from an enterprise level. What basically that allows for is the sharing of data information across different divisions and different roles within the enterprise to allow for more insight, to allow for more clarity, and to allow for more transparency within the organization.
So you're saying it was siloed before, and now it's kind of being distributed amongst different departments. Do you think the issue before was, what do you think the challenges were, and do you think now it's kind of becoming more broad out of necessity?
I think so, and you know, just as an example, you know, in the past, sales used sales data, marketing used marketing data, finance used finance data, and it was very, very categorized in that mm-hmm. approach. Well, now today, you know, finance may need sales data, finance may need marketing data, product management data, operational data to provide the answers that they're looking for in this new environment. How can you remain more competitive? People who for in community banks who are, you know, loan recipients or have mortgages with specific clients, or what they want to do, they want to make sure that we can grow that business with them. They want to make sure that they get their savings accounts, they get their checking accounts, they get their money market accounts and their CD accounts. Right, in the past, those have all been broken down into different areas. Now we're trying to aggregate that and collate that into an integration, right? And that integration layer allows for access of data from a variety of different standpoints into a single source to allow different applications, to allow different business units to access components of data across the enterprise. No longer do you need to have people approve specific components. What you can do is you can access that information through the integration layer within an organization.
So it kind of seems like a no-brainer. The benefits are pretty clear. Are there any issues with security or anything like that?
Well, most times you can have a single sign-on and maintain security and even allow for bring your own device. It really depends upon how your organization is structured, but the possibilities are certainly there. You know, as far as stumbling blocks go, there's a lot of legacy systems that need to be incorporated, but with an integration layer, it allows for that those different legacy systems to be either decommissioned or integrated into the overall enterprise structure. You know, integration is in a few different components. There's business process integration, there's enterprise architecture integration, and then there's application and systems integration. Right? And so being, you know, many companies are along that path somewhere, but they hit stumbling blocks. They know where point A is, and they know where point Z is. But getting from A to Z becomes a challenge, and sometimes a daunting one. So what we can offer and what we talked about during our presentation is the ability to see that roadmap, the ability to clearly identify the steps to take, you know, based upon some of the successes that we've had and based upon the best practices within the industry. You know, we've really been able to provide some success to some of our clients.
Great. Well, thanks so much. I think that that pretty much does it, unless you have something else you wanted to add.
No, I just want to thank you, and we look forward to 2014.
Thank you.
Thanks.